Hello everybody, it's Kimberly Lovell here from KimberlyLovell.com and MoneyBreakthroughMiracle.com. So welcome to today's call, Clear Your Money Clutter and Make Fabulous Money Doing What You Love. This is a really exciting call for myself and for you because this is the first time that I've shared this information with people other than with my VIP clients and my Platinum clients. I'm really excited about sharing this information with you. And I know that you're going to get a lot of value from the call. And so I'm going to invite you to have a pen and a paper handy. There's going to be lots of information that you're going to want to jot down some notes and then you can refer to time and time again. So I'm really happy to be talking about money clutter because I'm going to be sharing with you some really practical exercises that you can use immediately. Give yourself a really powerful foundation that you can begin to shift your money story. Because we all have a money story, and whether you're aware of your money story or not, you'll be experiencing that reality in your money drama, and therefore that's obviously why you're here today on this call, because you're wanting to look at money and your relationship with money. So I'm going to be diving into the content. This is a preview call for my Money Breakthrough Miracle Training. And I know that many of you will want to find out all the juicy details and find out how you can take this deeper. So I'm going to be giving you an opportunity later on so that you can find out how you can do that. And I want to let you know that I do have a special offer for those of you that are with me live on the call today. So you're going to want to stay right to the very end so that you get the special offer. And what I'm sharing with you today is truly life-changing. It's going to empower and impact you for the rest of your life. I know it has for me. So as I say, you'll want to be taking some notes. And how you do money is how you do everything. You might want to write that down because that's the first golden nugget right there. This course will transform not just your finances, but your business, your relationships, your health, your entire life. So imagine what that's worth to you. Whatever situation you're in life, whether you're in a job, whether you're in your own business, if you're in a service-based business, we're always talking about money. It's a daily something that crops up in our daily life. You know, we can't escape from money, much as I know some of us might like to at times. But, it, you know, it's something that's guaranteed to come up on a daily basis. So you want to be able to be clear around money and understand your relationship with money so that you can achieve all that you're wanting to achieve. Whatever your dreams are, money is sure to be a part of that in some way. You know, whether it's traveling, whether it's building your own business, whether it's having a holiday home or having your own home, money is a part of life, and so that's what we're here to talk about: how we can actually take control of our experience with money, how we can create the life and the business of our dreams by transforming that money story. So whether you're here just on a personal level and you're wanting to look at money in your personal life, whether it's for your business or perhaps to help clients, then, you know, I know that you're going to get value today from what we're talking about and what I'm sharing here with you. And I'm really excited that we're gathering together, and I'm really known for working with groups. I've been working with groups now for, something like 30 years. And what I know is that when I work with groups, there's always a wonderful safety and supportive community that come together, because we all have this common theme that we're wanting to look at, to explore. And so this evening, I hope that you will just take a moment to really be here, to ground, and to imagine all of the people that are with us on this call, whether they're in person live on the call or whether they're listening to the recording. Because money affects each and every one of us. And so I want to thank you, and I want you to congratulate yourselves for being here, for showing up and for having the wisdom to know that, you know, money is something that you want to be friends with, that you want to connect with in a different way. Money gets a lot of bad press. So, okay, I'm going to be talking about money clutter. That's the topic of our call this evening. And so I want to first of all let you know that I'm not an accountant, I'm not a financial wizard, and I'm definitely not perfect with money, okay? I don't know if there's anybody that's actually perfect with money. However, I'm 47 years old, and I've had a lot of experience with money. I've had lots of mistakes that I've made with money. You can read about some of those on the website. And I've also created several of my own money breakthroughs, and I've helped many women and men create money breakthroughs and what they term as miracles in their life. So I do know that, you know, this information that I'm sharing with you, it works, and you can make a massive transformation. Okay, just have a quick sip of water here. Gosh, I've got so much to cover with you this evening. Okay, so know that you're in the right place, whether you're looking to improve your personal finances or take your business to the next level. The information that I'm going to be sharing here with you is going to be relevant to you. And as I say, you'll want to take some notes because this isn't kind of just general information. I'm going to be guiding you through a couple of exercises so you can really kind of dig deep and look at this on a personal level and apply it in your own life. And the first thing that I want to say to you is that money is simple. You know, as human beings, often we like to complicate things. I know I have a great tendency to do that at times. And money is really very simple. Money is energy. That might be a new concept for some of you, but how we do money is how we do everything. And so let's think of money as energy right now. And if you're kind of, you know, I'm not too sure about this, then just play with the concept and try it on and see how it feels for you. So, you know, if we look at money, we look at our relationship with money, you probably know people that have issues around money and maybe talk about money as though they're a victim, you know, that nothing ever goes right, that, you know, maybe they carry a lot of guilt or shame around money. Maybe they talk about money as though, you know, it just happens to them and there's nothing they can do about it. There's often a lot of avoidance or denial around money. And, you know, it kind of shows up in our everyday reality. So we're going to be going into this on a, you know, deeper level. And it also shows up in other areas of our lives and our business. You know, so if, for example, you've got issues with money, that's going to show up in your business in terms of perhaps struggling to attract all the clients that you need, perhaps, you know, your sales not being, you know, what you'd like them to be. Almost as though, you know, sometimes we can be doing all the right things, and yet whatever it is that's happening, we just don't seem to be attracting the money or kind of, you know, receiving all that we know that we're worth. You know, maybe you undercharge. A lot of women in particular have issues around pricing and charging their value and what they're worth. And again, in the Money Breakthrough program, this is something that we go in depth with, looking at the net worth and looking at the self-worth. They're very much connected. Okay, so I'm just having a quick look at my notes. And yeah, I'm going to be talking about a couple of mindset pieces. So as we move forward, you can look back at these mindsets. You might want to, again, take some notes here. So we've talked about how you do money is how you do everything, how your self-worth is connected and related to your net worth. Now, you know, some people, as I say, some people may not agree with this or may not be too sure, but I want you just to be open to these concepts because a lot of the time we're unconscious around our money. So just try this on and see how it feels for you. And again, that's another big mindset. You know, we can't learn something if we think we know it all. So, you know, there may be some information that I'm sharing with you and you might think, okay, you know, that's fine. I've got that covered. Don't need to worry about that. What I'm encouraging you to do is to stay open and, you know, just allow yourself to receive all the information and take what's valuable to you. As I say, we're going to be going through some exercises where you're going to really get to look at your own personal relationship with money. And so, you know, I'm sure that there's going to be lots of insight for you. Okay. So I want to talk about the approach to money breakthrough. And the way that I work is very much the inner and the outer approach. So we look at the mindset, we look at the beliefs and the feelings around money. We look at the limiting beliefs and the unconscious behaviors, all the patterns that we have around money. And then we also look at the practicalities of money. So we've got the inner and the outer. And, you know, really we need to be looking at both. It doesn't matter whether you start with the inner or the outer, but you do need to have both of those aspects in place. So I also want to clarify, because I know some people have been asking me and emailing me questions already and asking, you know, is this a course on the law of attraction? So just to kind of be clear, I love the law of attraction and I use it a lot. And, you know, I'm actually a fantastic manifester. But this is not a law of attraction training. It's completely compatible with the law of attraction. But it's not a prosperity course. It's not a course where we're looking at kind of, you know, how we manifest. This is really, really practical stuff. And, you know, as I say, also looking at the unconscious beliefs, which, you know, essentially the law of attraction, again, is about our unconscious and limiting beliefs. You know, a lot of people talk about the secret and the law of attraction and why the law of attraction doesn't work. And it's not just a case of, you know, kind of doing your vision board and kind of putting your dreams out there. We need to do the inner work. We need to look at these limiting beliefs and these patterns. So that's what we're going to be digging into. And, you know, this is a deep, you know, really deep emotional work. And it's very practical. And as a psychotherapist, that, you know, I've been a psychotherapist for 15 years, this is part of who I am and what I know that works. So, you know, I've worked with a lot of people around their limiting beliefs. And I know that once they clear those beliefs and once they transform their patterns and their behaviors, that their reality shifts, you know, 100%. So, you know, I want you to be doing these exercises, you know, even if you think you know it and you've done it, I'm just asking you to do them because, you know, I've been there and I've done that. I thought I knew stuff and then I've done it again. I was like, okay, I'll do this again. And actually, there's always something that you can learn. So, you know, maybe that you go a little bit deeper into something that you think you've already handled. So, yeah. And again, you know, we're going to be talking about debt. Some of you perhaps don't have any debt, and that's fine. You know, we're not going to go really deep into that today. But there is in the Breakthrough Money Breakthrough Miracles program, there is actually a whole module on debt and how to get out of debt and how to transform, you know, all the emotional energy around debt, because, you know, it's quite massive for a lot of people. It's really, you know, a big issue and something that I really know and understand. So, yeah. Okay, so I want you to write down 1%. Now, the 1% rule, you know, often when we talk about transformation, we think about, you know, really massive, big changes, and that can happen. But, you know, really what we want to be looking for is just 1% increase or improvement every day, which when you think of it in that way is just small change, you know, a little bit of change, a little bit of effort. And if we were to have that effort and that change on a daily basis, just imagine what would happen, you know, over a period of time. So we're not looking for perfection. We're just looking for, you know, those tiny changes, those small improvements that we can make, because each step is a step forward. So I wanted to talk about money clutter and I wanted to talk about emotions. So just for a moment, take a breath and just close your eyes for a second. I want you to think about money. And how do you feel about money? Just allow yourself to be with money for a moment. maybe you feel joyful and abundant and happy and excited, relaxed. Maybe you feel really grateful and appreciative, or not. Because this is the thing with money, yeah? It's very much black and white. We're either like really happy with it, and you know, it's fantastic, or we're not, you know? And we all want to feel good about money. We all want to feel excited and happy and secure and, you know, abundant and appreciative. And, you know, what happens for a lot of us, especially when we've got money stuff going on, when we've got drama in our lives, that, you know, what happens when we talk about money is that we feel fear, worry, you know, doubt, kind of concerned about maybe how we're paying the bills, or, you know, whether we're going to be able to afford this or that. We have a lot of feelings. Sometimes we feel angry about money or about our situation, or ashamed. Sometimes we've got resentments with people, and we're going to be looking at some of that as we go through today. So it's not actually possible to feel more than one thing at a time. You know, if you are feeling happy and you're feeling like, you know, on top of the world, you can't be feeling sad and miserable. You know, and if you don't believe me, then try it. You know, try feeling really sad and miserable, and then think about something that's really exciting and happy and that you could be looking forward to. Yeah? So we're always thinking and feeling one thing at a time. Okay? Sometimes it feels that that's not the case, but that's true. And so, you know, it's just how our bodies and our brains are made. And so what we want to be able to do is to be able to feel that feeling of gratitude and that feeling of expansion and security around money. So, that, you know, this might be a little bit esoteric for some of you, but think of it in terms of either contraction, shrinking and getting small, or expansion, where we're opening up, we're seeing possibilities, and we're getting excited, and our energy is expanding. And there's a real difference in those two states of contraction or expansion. And so we want to be able to switch. So if you're feeling right now, or at any point feeling contracted around money, if you're anxious, concerned, embarrassed, you know, angry about your situation, those are all the feelings of contraction. And so we want to look at how you can actually transform that into a feeling of expansion. And the more that you practice with this, the easier it's going to be. So I want to give you a practical example. You know, and if I look back in my past, there were times when my partner actually had, I'm going back a few years now, but my partner had a lot of debt, and I was actually the one that had to deal with it a lot of the time, because, you know, he would be at work and I would be at home, and I was doing a lot of worrying. He had a very kind of happy-go-lucky personality, and he kind of didn't worry or think about money, you know, whereas I worried about it. I'll tell you a bit later on, I've got some other patterns as well that I have had around money. So, but, you know, at that time I remember feeling really anxious, and, you know, there was a time when, you know, I'd have people calling at the door and be feeling that I didn't want to answer the door, that I wanted to hide, you know, and this was, you know, it's not a good place to be, and some of you, you know, may relate to this. And so what I want to say to you is that, you know, if that's your situation right now, that situation can shift, yeah? So one of the ways that we can manage our feelings around money is to focus on something else. Now, this isn't about, you know, denying stuff and kind of like creating diversion or anything, but it's just a very practical way that we can shift that feeling so that, you know, we can be in a more positive frame of mind around money. Because, as you know, we get what we focus on. And, you know, if you're feeling negative, if you're feeling anxious and worried, what happens is your thoughts and your feelings will spiral and increase. And so you end up kind of feeling worse And what happens then is that, you know, you can't think straight, you can't come up with creative ideas and figure out solutions to your situation. And so that's why it's really important to stay calm and relaxed, and then you can think clearly and you can kind of see opportunities and just figure out, you know, what needs to happen here. So some of you are going to have, I want to talk a little bit about money types, because there are five main money types. Again, I'm not going to go into this on this call, but in the Money Breakthrough Miracle Program, you'll find out exactly what your money type is and what kind of behaviors and feelings and, you know, some of the stories that you've got running around money. And it's really interesting, you know, when you connect with your money type. So, you know, if for example, you've got a money type card that's around love or value, sometimes that can show up in life where you're actually just giving your power away with money, or maybe buying things that make you feel good in the short term. But, you know, long term, then, you know, you kind of get into feeling guilty and, you know, you shouldn't have spent the money on that. And, you know, that's not good, yeah? So I just want you to notice what your relationship with money is and how you do money, because how you do money is how you do everything. So, you know, how do you do money? Do you pay your bills on time? Are you focused around, you know, checking your bank statements, or have you not got a clue what's in your bank, you know? And I know that, you know, I've done both. So, you know, there's no judgment here. This is just about, you know, what is your relationship with money and, you know, how are you doing it? Okay, so I want to talk about what money clutter is. And money clutter is, you know, it's lots of things, but it's about avoiding looking at money, avoiding talking about money. You might have somebody that maybe who owes you money, or somebody that you owe money to, and maybe you're not able to make that payment, or maybe they're not able to pay you back as soon as they'd expected to. It's anything around money that feels negative, that feels kind of a little bit contracted, you know, where you kind of go, ooh, you know, and maybe you're putting off having a conversation with somebody, or maybe you're avoiding someone because you kind of don't know what to say to them. That is a form of money clutter. So when we don't handle these things, you know, quickly and promptly, what happens is we get a kind of emotional charge around them, and then that kind of starts to build, and it's kind of almost like stuff piling up. So it's a little bit like, you know, your dirty washing. It's like throwing your washing on the floor and watching it pile up. I'm sure that you wouldn't do that. And yet sometimes, you know, when we aren't sure how to handle something or quite what to say, then we avoid it. And so that's what happens with money stuff, and we call it money clutter. So it can pile up physically, and that might look like, you know, bank statements and bills and receipts and things that aren't organized and filed. But it can also pile up energetically. So, you know, the energetic aspect of this is really big compared to the physical aspect. So, you know, you might have, you might not have any debts, but you still may have sort of these energy habits where you avoid money or you don't know what's in your bank account. And so this is about really transforming those patterns and your relationship with money so that it's clear. You know, money is energy, and so I'm sure that we'd all like to be friends with money. And yet, you know, if you were spending time with friends, you build your relationship over time and you spend time together and you do nice things together. And money is a little bit like that. You know, you can't expect to be best buddies with money if you just ignore it and you don't take any notice of it. And, you know, that's what my relationship with money was like for a very long time. I wasn't really concerned about money. It wasn't a big driver for me. You know, some of you here might relate to this. I was kind of more interested in spiritual stuff, and so money just, you know, it kind of just wasn't really on the agenda. And I had to learn that even in order to pursue my spiritual purpose and, you know, my passions and to do what I feel that I came here to do, I needed money in my life. You know, and again, we have a lot of unconscious money agreements that we make, a lot of conditioning that we grow up with around money. And so we have these kind of ideas that we take on, often as children. And, you know, the sad thing is, as adults, these beliefs are still impacting our lives. So you might find that as I'm talking about money that you get triggered. And so I just want you to know that if you're feeling triggered, then that's good. It's good that, you know, it's coming up in order to be cleared. And so, you know, just kind of be aware and just make a note of it and know that, you know, we can move through this. Okay. So, let's see. You know, some people might be feeling like, actually, do you know what? I haven't got too much of an issue with money right now. It's okay. I don't really need this. But, you know, I want to say to you that if you're here, then obviously it is an issue on some level. So, let's dig in and let's kind of look at, you know, this money clutter, how it shows up for you. Because as I said, for me, one of the ways that it showed up was in, you know, thinking that it wasn't spiritual to focus on money. You know, I'm quite a spiritual, I like to think of myself as a spiritual person. And I just felt as though, you know, money wasn't a big deal. And because I felt that it wasn't a big deal, it wasn't a big deal. I didn't have much money. So I spent a lot of years, you know, doing work that I loved, giving away a lot of stuff for free at very low cost. And, you know, the consequences of that was that I didn't have what I needed in order to build my business and in order to help more people. You know, if you're in business, you'll know that you want to invest in your business, you'll want to invest in training, you'll need maybe business mentors, you'll need support staff, you know. And so that costs money. As I say, money is energy. And but often, you know, the spiritual conditioning that we grow up with around money is that it's not spiritual to have money. So I want to say to you, you know, that there's everything spiritual about money. Money is energy. In fact, there's an amazing book that is called Money is Love. And, you know, if you haven't read that, I really recommend that you get that book and you read it. It's by a lady called Barbara Wilder, I think that's right. So money doesn't make us greedy. It doesn't make us selfish or insensitive or any of those kind of things. And money has the opportunity to help us expand our vision. It's a tool. Money is a tool. And so we can use that to do good in the world. And so if you're noticing that, you know, maybe you're kind of feeling, I'm not too sure about this, then just, you know, if you've got spiritual beliefs, I really want to encourage you to look at any ideas that you have around money, any denial that you have around money. Okay. So there are three areas of money clutter. You might want to write these down. So, you know, there's practical areas of money clutter, and then there's also relationships where we have money clutter and preparing for increase. So I'm going to talk about the practical, first of all, and I'm going to take you through an exercise for the relationship and also one where you can prepare to increase money. So in the practical area, there are six areas to clear your money clutter, and they're really basic. So you're going to be amazed at how impactful they can be because, you know, pretty much everyone has something in one of these areas. So the first one is, who owes you money? So money clutter is stuff that you haven't wanted to deal with for whatever reason, and, you know, that's fine. We're going to be looking at the emotional stuff, you know, in the Money Breakthrough Miracle Program, but just ask yourself the question, who owes you money? And if you stop and think about that, it might be a client, it might be a family member, it might be an insurance company, it could be something that you're paying out for that you're not using, where you need to kind of check and see, you know, where you need to kind of put a stop to that. It could be a refund. One of the things that I do, I'm a bit of a lazy shopper, and I do a lot of my shopping online, so sometimes I need to send things back because maybe they don't fit or they're not quite right. And you need to check that the refunds have come through. Yeah, it's quite easy to kind of forget to do that stuff. It takes a little bit of time. So this is about becoming conscious of your relationship with money and being friends with money. So one of the things that happened to me recently was that I took some cash out of my ATM, and I actually took it out of the wrong bank account. I've got two cards that are in the same bank, the two accounts. So the cards look very similar, and I took the money out of my business account when I meant to take it out of my personal account. So I went straight into the bank, and I paid the cash in, and only to find that when I checked my bank statement, I'd been charged for paying the cash in. And I wasn't very pleased about that. So, you know, I needed to obviously have a phone call with them and discuss that with them. So, and, you know, I got my charges refunded, which was great. So, you know, just make sure that you're paying attention and looking at your bank statements and that you're keeping on top of, you know, your bills and of your receipts. How you do money is how you do everything, yeah? So it's really about paying attention. And, you know, the great thing for me was that, you know, I got my charges refunded. And this is the interesting thing, that sometimes we put off making phone calls or, you know, taking action. And actually when you do have the conversation and you stand in your power around money, you know, it's amazing what happens. Okay, so I want to also look at maybe if you've got a friend who's borrowed money and not paid you back, or if you've got interest on money that, you know, you hasn't been paid, anybody that owes you money, what stops you from having a conversation with them? You know, what are you scared of? You know, what's the worst thing that can happen? So just be mindful of that, who owes you money. And often you can be really surprised. I know I was when I went through this exercise, you know. Sometimes we've got bills stacked up or receipts and, you know, kind of like mountains of paperwork. And the thing with this is that when you walk past your bills or your receipts, or if you've got bank statements and you haven't opened them, every time you go past that, your energy is going to contract, okay, because you know deep down that, you know, you're not dealing with it, and then you kind of get into this negative stuff. So the thing is to kind of be in your power and to, you know, be conscious about your relationship with money. And whatever the feeling is, you know, if you're not feeling good, then look at how you can shift that into a feeling of expansion. Okay. It's often actually really interesting that, you know, sometimes people who you'd think are really professional and all together and got everything sorted actually have money clutter or mess in their lives, you know. So it's nothing to do with intelligence or, you know, motivation or anything like that. I mean, money is just that often we're so unconscious around it. And so there was a time when I really disliked paperwork. You know, I have to be honest, I'm not a raving fan of it now. But I'm very clear around my finances and business. And so I've got a great system in place now that makes sure that, you know, everything is kept on top of. So I want you to be really practical with your bills. And you want to have like one place where you put all of your bills together, maybe a folder where you can put all of your receipts and all of your bills in one place. And then to be able to track your money, track your income and track your expenses. So whatever's coming in, whatever's going out, that you can track that really easily. And you do want to make things easy for yourself. So so that's the bills and the receipts that are also a form of money clutter. So make a commitment now to creating a system so that you can have everything in one place, that you can kind of schedule some time so that you can kind of take care of all of that. And speaking of scheduling payments, another one that is a big drama often for us is, you know, kind of like really stressful and quite sort of anxiety producing is when we've got bills coming up. So, you know, you want to have a system so that you know what's coming up when your money's going out of your bank account and when it's due in. And that way you can kind of budget and you can kind of, you know, juggle your figures around. And so one of the best ways to actually do this is to set aside maybe a couple of times in the month. And again, depending on your own circumstances, you know, some people get paid on a monthly basis, some people get paid weekly, some people, you know, if you've got your own business, you know, the money flow may be very different. And so look to see what works best for you, but definitely you want to be marking in your calendar so that you know you've got a schedule. It's like having a money date, yeah? And you can kind of have this wonderful date with money where you kind of hook up and you kind of check in and see what's going in and what's coming out and, you know, have we got enough here for this? And yeah, remember we've got that coming up. And so just really spending time with money. So I'm going to talk quite a lot in the Money Breakthrough Miracle Program about how you can actually set up systems for savings, for debt payments. And we've got debt payoff power plan, which is absolutely amazing. And so I'm really going to help you with that. And, you know, if you're thinking that you don't have the money, the normal feeling that goes with that is one of contraction. So rather than say, I can't afford it or I don't have it, okay, when then you just kind of disregard it and say, well, that's it, no choice. It's kind of going into that victim mentality. So, you know, rather than say, I can't afford it, I want you to think about how can I afford it? Because, you know, the truth is that if you really want to do something that you can afford to do it, you'll find a way to make the money. So, you know, we all do this. But really looking at, you know, just really being very conscious. So rather than saying you don't have the money and kind of like going into denial, really looking at, well, where, you know, where can it come in from? What can I do to get that money? And looking at your bills rather than avoiding looking at them and not opening statements, etc. You know, that's really a downward spiral. So, when you avoid something, it just creates more avoidance and more drama and kind of chaos, you know. So you want to feel really excited about money. You don't want drama and chaos. And so make a date, set some time aside to go through your bank statements, to go through your bills, to look at kind of what's coming in and what's going out, and notice the money flow. And you might find that when you do that, you'll notice patterns with your spending and patterns with your income. It's really interesting. You know, the more conscious that you are of it, the more you become aware of, and then that is a place of empowerment. So once you become aware of your patterns, you can change them. Okay. You want to be looking at options and choices so that you can feel good about money. And so to be honest with you, I don't have any bills to pay at the moment. Basically, my bills are set up on direct debit, so I kind of don't do the kind of like cash thing or, you know, kind of checkbook and that sort of thing. But so I know a lot of people still do have checkbooks that they manage or bills that they go and pay cash, etc. That's fine. So it's just a system that works for you, but making sure, obviously, that you've got that system in place. So for me, for example, I put things on a credit card. I don't carry any debt. I don't have credit card debt. I just use a credit card simply for money flow. And to be honest with you, like I just come back from Sedona, and so everything went on the credit card, and I know exactly to the penny what I've spent while I've been away. And, you know, all of the receipts and everything are on that statement, and then at the end of the month when that statement comes in, that gets paid off. So, you know, I'm a love card person. That's my money type. And so when, you know, if you get to do the Money Breakthrough Program, that will make more sense to you. But my tendency can be to dissociate from money because it's not really what motivates me. You know, like I love money, but it's not my main driver. And so the challenge for me is keeping an eye on the money and focusing on the money. So, you know, I'm not perfect. I forget, and you know, one of the things that happened to me actually whilst I was away was I forgot to tell the bank that I was travelling. Some of you might have experienced this, but you know, so I ended up having one of my cards because I hadn't told them I was travelling, and they kind of like declined one of the cards because it was full protection. You know, they didn't know I was out of the country, and I guess, you know, they had my back really, trying to look after me. But yeah, so it's really thinking and planning ahead, and kind of, you know, not getting into the drama. I was lucky that I had another card on me, but that was another reminder for me, you know, to, because I'm quite organized now with my money, but it was kind of like, okay, so next time I need to remember to let them know that I'm going abroad. Okay, so number four, money clutter, gift cards. You know, if you've had gift cards, like maybe book tokens or, you know, clothes tokens for, you know, for shops, that kind of thing, it's easy when you've got a gift card, because it's not cash, to kind of just put it away and forget about it. And actually, it's a form of money. So somebody's actually spent money to give you that gift card, and they've given it to you for a reason. They've given it to you as a gift. So, you know, a gift card is something that you should be spending on yourself. Woo! It's a present, and I'm going to share a little story with you here, because I have to confess that this was one of the things that I was a bit guilty of. You know, when I kind of started getting really conscious, I had a card which was like a jeweler's card, Samuel's gift card it was, and I'm not so big on jewellery these days, but I had this gift card that was given to me, and it kind of sat in my purse for probably about 18 months. And then kind of thought, actually, this is really silly. Because, and I had to check whether it was still valid, because, you know, sometimes these cards, they run out. So that's another reason why it's good, if you get a gift card, to go and spend it and treat yourself. So I'd had it for a while, and I'd been sitting on it for ages, and I kind of just wasn't prioritizing, really. But I kind of went into the shop, and I kind of had a look around to see what I liked, and decided, you know what, you know, I'm just kind of holding on to this, and this is ridiculous, because if somebody had actually bought me a gift and handed it to me, I wouldn't not wear it. I'd be, you know, like, oh, that's really lovely, thank you, and I'd be, you know, making sure that I did wear it when I was going out somewhere, etc. So, yeah, I want to encourage you to see, you know, maybe you've got some gift cards or coupons that you've got stashed away that maybe you've even forgotten about. So look at any gift cards, spend them on yourself, because that's what they were given to you for. And, you know, saving is great, but, you know, you need money needs to flow. And so when you hold on to money, and these gift cards are a form of money, so when you hold on to them and you don't spend them, it's almost like you're not trusting that flow of money, okay? And you're not allowing yourself to receive. Okay, and receiving is really powerful. So, especially for women, you know, often that, you know, we hold on to things and we kind of like save things up for a rainy day. So I want to encourage you, yeah, you know, it's okay. It's okay to let go. It's okay to spend money on yourself and to value yourself and to receive the gifts. So if somebody's giving you a gift card or a coupon, then you want to go and spend it. Okay, the fifth thing that I want to talk to you about is loose money. Loose change, it might be in your pockets, in your purse, or your handbag, shoved down the sofa or the back of the car. Sometimes that we just have kind of like loose change lying around, or, you know, you might have a little pot where you kind of put money in, etc. So it's actually kind of disrespectful, if you think about it, you know, to kind of just leave stuff thrown around, lying around. And you want to give money its due. You want to give it its respect and credit. So empower yourself, respect money. I want you to kind of look around for bits of money and change and loose change and gather it all up together. And, you know, go and pay it into your bank account, or, you know, if you want to have kind of like, you know, a spare note or something, or a certain amount of money in your purse or your bag, that's fine. But, you know, don't have it kind of like just lying around, like, you know, it's not in the right place and it's not looked after and you don't know what's there. Okay. I'm kind of going through this a little bit quickly now, because I'm really aware of the time and I've got so much more that I want to share with you. So the other one is number six. So we're kind of getting there. Number six is enlightening your wallet. I've actually got a really cool meditation on my Money Break to Miracle website around this. So if you haven't downloaded that, you want to go and download that one. But this is, you know, what does your purse look like or your wallet look like? Often what happens is that we've got really scruffy, old, worn-out, used purses. You know, I used to kind of feel really weird about buying a purse and then having to, not having any money in it. You spent this money out on the purse. How victim is that? I'm kind of going back now. I feel a bit embarrassed to talk about it even. But there we go. That used to be one of the things. And they do sometimes say that if you get given a purse as a gift, that you should have, there should always be money in it. So it's kind of weird. But, yeah, I want you to look at your purse or your wallet. And what does that say about you and your relationship with money? Yeah. You know, if you've got a purse that kind of like the zip's broken, or, you know, the thread's come apart, then you need to be looking at getting another purse or another wallet. Yeah. You don't want them cluttered up with receipts and that kind of thing. You want to have, you know, a kind of like an orderly purse that's neat and tidy. And, you know, it's just about being, you're getting rid of the clutter, having kind of this nice energy around money. So, you know, it doesn't have to be an expensive one. You can kind of get, as long as you've got kind of like a clean, you know, like a fresh purse or wallet, then that's fine. Okay. Yeah. Okay, yes, some of you might know I'm a pink girl. So I've got a pink purse to match my pink handbag. And I buy a new purse now every few months because they don't last long. You know, I always buy them and then they end up getting biro marks on them or something, you know, in the handbag. Us girls in our handbags. So I'm going to quickly go through 6 pieces in the practical area, and I'm going to go through 1 on relationships and 1 for increase, and then we'll complete. So relationship money clutter, you know, who owes you money, who do you need to speak to? Who have you paid for a service that you haven't used or you're not using? I can remember, again, going back a couple of years now, but I had a subscription to a sports centre, and, you know, I kind of set off with all good intentions, paying so much a month, direct debit, not thinking about it. And it was kind of like 4 or 5 months gone by, and I thought, do you know what, I'm not really using this. And, you know, I decided I cancel that direct debit. So I really want you to have a look at what you're paying out for that you're not actually using. When I did this exercise, I saved something like £120 a month. With one thing was a subscription and another thing was an internet provider, and can't remember what the other one was. But yeah, 2 or 3 things, and, you know, it all adds up. So really look at, you know, what you're paying out and what you're using. Because this is a place where, again, we're avoiding sometimes actually being conscious of what we're doing. Yeah. So you want to review every so often and make sure that, you know, things that you've got in place that you are still using and you need them and they're still valuable to you. Okay. So I want you now to take a piece of paper, to draw a line down the middle of the paper and across the top, and I want you to write all the ways that avoiding money has made you feel. So this might be somebody that you've had, we're talking about relationship clutter, maybe somebody that owes you money or somebody that you need to speak to that you haven't spoken to yet about money, and how it makes you feel. I'll give you an example. There might be a spouse or somebody that you haven't told them that you've spent money on something, your guilty secret. And so you'll want to write down on the left-hand side all the things that you're afraid of or what you think they're going to say or what they're going to think. Maybe you think they're going to be angry or upset or, you know, whatever. Maybe you don't want to disappoint them. But you'll write that down in the left-hand side. And then in the right-hand side, I want you to write down how you would feel if you weren't worried about what that other person was thinking or feeling. So if that was no longer an issue to you, how would you feel? Okay, so it's all the disempowering feelings in the left-hand side, all the things that you're worried about. And then in the right-hand side, how you would feel if that was no longer an issue. If it's no longer important to you, what they thought or what they felt. And this really is a biggie, yeah? Okay. So I want to talk to you about preparing for increase. There's lots of different ways that you can do this. So I just want to share with you a quick formula. So this is for you if you tend to run your bank account down to the bottom, which is maybe many of you. So, you know, if you know that you've got like maybe £100 or $100 left in your bank account, or whatever other currency we're in, because we've got people from all over the world on this call. So whatever your currency, if you know that you run your bank account down to the bottom, it's like putting petrol in the car and you run it down nearly to on empty. And then you'd always be afraid of running out. Yeah. I want you to kind of get clear on what you need, what are your expenses, and how much money do you actually need to live on. It's good to do this maybe on a monthly basis. And then whatever your monthly figure is, what you need, okay, for expenses, I want you to double that. So let's just say it's 1,000, it's going to be more than that, but let's say it's 2,000 a month, okay? You'd want to double that to 4,000. And that is the amount that you, that would be good for you to have as like a cushion. And, you know, a cushion just kind of has you feeling comfortable so that you know, it's like a buffer, so that you know, like, you know, if it does go below that, you've still got kind of enough there to cover your bills, etc. You don't have to be worrying and kind of contracting, and you can kind of feel good about money. Okay, so some of you might be thinking that, you know, that's, you need to move some money around to do that, or maybe you need to kind of take some out of your savings, or you need, maybe you need to start saving. I don't know, but I want you just to think about how you can create your own cash cushion. So whatever you need each month, double it, and that's the amount that you can work towards. You don't have to kind of do this all in one go, yeah? So you might just start putting maybe £20 or $50, $100, whatever works for you. You know, we're all individual, different circumstances. So look at your figures and see what would work for you so that you can start creating your cash cushion. And that will really shift your energy and your feeling around money, you know, so that you don't have this discomfort or kind of like worrying about, you know, whether there's too much or not enough in the bank account. Okay. Okay. So we have covered loads in this call. I'm really appreciating your attention and focus. So I promised that I would share with you a little bit more about my Money Breakthrough Miracle Program. And for those of you that have found value and you know that money is an area you want to transform, let me share with you a way that you can dive deeper and transform your money story and create your own Money Breakthrough Miracle. So I want you to go to, I'm going to give you a website link here, and it's www.moneybreakthroughmiracle.com/MBM group. So that's www.moneybreakthroughmiracle.com/MBM group. And so for those of you that are there, you'll be able to see all the details of the Money Breakthrough Miracle Group program. So I'm just going to kind of go through this with you very quickly. I'm not going to kind of read through all my story. You can take some time if you want to have a look through that and kind of see, you know, a bit more about why I'm doing what I'm doing. This, you know, my mission is to create more love, more money, more magic, and more miracles, both in life and in business, you know. And so money is something that I think is really important. My big passion is to help people and, you know, to support therapists. In, you know, as a business mentor, I support therapists, healers and coaches and help them to help more people. And the thing is that, you know, if you don't have money, then you don't have a business. And, you know, if you're worrying about money, then you're not enjoying life and you're not giving, you know, your best, you know, whatever you're doing, whatever your situation in life, money is an essential and money is energy. So this is just really about how we're shifting this energy, how we're living our abundance. Because, you know, life is about living, isn't it? It's about the quality of life, about living our purpose, about enjoying and doing the things that we'd love to do in life, you know, whatever that is, whether it's traveling or kind of, photography is one of my passions and nature. So we've just spent the weekend on a bluebell hunt, taking lots of nice pictures. But, what, you know, whatever you do, you want to be enjoying life. And so, you know, life's too short to be worrying about money. So if you're ready for a money miracle, if you're ready to transform your relationship with money and to let go of any negative unconscious limiting beliefs and patterns, if you know that you need to do something with money, then this is an opportunity for you to create a Money Breakthrough Miracle. So let me tell you a little bit about the program. There are five 60 to 90 minute Money Breakthrough training calls, a group training calls, including question and answers, so we can kind of really dig in, look at your kind of personal situation. There are Money Breakthrough Miracle Healing Clearing sessions using theta. Theta is a great way to connect with our unconscious mind So we'll be activating the prosperity and doing some attunements so that we can clear and release the unconscious money blocks and to release the energy imprints and cellular memory and programming. So that's all amazing work. That makes such a huge difference. It's unbelievable. We're going to have a special Facebook community group for support, accountability and celebrations. And we're going to be going through 5 core money breakthrough modules. So module 1 is healing your family's money legacy. Module 2 is forgiving debt and other guilty money issues from your past. There's a lot there around unconscious money beliefs and stuff that we've grown up with from family, so ancestral stuff around money, which is, again, amazing, kind of what comes through the generations, the cold conditioning that we grow up with, both from our family and also from our culture. Module 3 is about creating accountability and action, so we're really going to dig in deep to look at, you know, on a practical level, what is it, how is money showing up in our lives, what are the situations that we're creating, how we can shift those and create systems so that we can kind of have a really healthy, responsible relationship with money that can be fun. This is what it's about. It's about claiming your money power, and we cover that in module 4. So how we can stand in our power with money, how you can ask for money, how you can ask for a raise, how you can charge what you're worth, all of that's covered in money power. And module 5 is about revealing your sacred relationship with money. I love that module, and that really made a big shift for me in my life. So it's kind of really about getting intimate with money and, as I say, making friends with money. So I'm going to be taking you through step-by-step exercises where I'm going to coach you to create your money breakthroughs. There's going to be lots of handouts and templates that will help you to track your money and track your money breakthrough. And there's going to be lots of practical action step assignments after each call that's going to be helping you to attract and to keep more money. You're also going to get my hypnotic money meditations so that you can listen to them over and over again. Those are to help you reprogram your unconscious mind for more love, money, magic and miracles. And so what else am I offering you? Oh, I know, the money cards. The money cards are amazing. They're absolutely gorgeous. They are they're lovely cards, and they are the money type. So they go through all the behaviors, the beliefs, the actions, the disempowering actions, the empowering actions, and the cards are about 8.5 inches by 11 inches, and they're chocked full of information that will really help you to shift your relationship with money. Just think if I left anything out. Okay, so I want to talk about the investment, and then I'll just talk about a couple of the bonuses there. So the investment for this Money Breakthrough Miracle program is £310 or $497. And for those of you with other currencies, I'm sure that you can relate with one of those. So, you know, it's an amazing program, really affordable. I've tried to kind of make it available for everybody, and I know that what we're going to be sharing in this course is going to really transform your life. And so, you know, you're going to get an investment over and over again, you know, for the rest of your life, not just, you know, on the course and the program. So you get 5 virtual workshops, 5 teleclasses, step-by-step exercises, the handouts and templates, all the assignments. You get Q&A, personalized support in there, and laser coaching in that section of the course. You get the money cards that are available for the first 5 people that pay in full. You'll get my exclusive hypnotic money meditations. They haven't been released anywhere else. And you will also have my personal Make You Happy guarantee. So I'm 100% confident that you're going to love this program. I know I do. And it transformed my life, and it has for many other people. And I want you to feel really good about making this decision. So, you know, this guarantee, if you're not completely satisfied after the second call, I'll refund your investment out of my own pocket. You know, it's really that simple. I want you to feel good about making this investment and transforming your relationship with money. So I think that's it. I have got a special offer for those of you who are on the call live with me. I know who you are because I've got a list of the people that are, who are here live with me. I'm also offering you an opportunity for a one-to-one money breakthrough miracle session, which is going to be a strategy call where we're actually really going to get clear on your money, your specific personal money issues, and you know the areas that you need to be looking at for transformation. And we're also going to look at you know your beliefs. So there's going to be you're going to have my undivided attention. I'm really well known for my intuition and my healing abilities, and so I'm going to be bringing all of that into those sessions, helping you really clear your money beliefs and your energy around money. So the investment is the painful early bird price is £310, which is approximately $497. That price is going to increase to £370 on the 3rd of May. So you've got kind of a week early bird price. And there's also a two-pay plan. So if kind of if you're feeling that you need to plan your money flow right now, that's fine. There's a two-pay option there for you, which is two payments of £175 or two payments of $280. So one payment's collected now and the other payment is 30 days later. And I would love to have you join me on this program. I know that you'll have a huge transformation as a result of doing this program and shifting your beliefs and your money story. As I said, this is something that is going to be an investment for the rest of your life. You know, so whatever shifts you make, whatever, you know, people have increased their, you know, when people clear their money blocks, they have amazing results. They kind of, they end up getting jobs at a higher pay. They end up getting up more, you know, clients. They end up getting higher paying clients and higher fees. They charge what they're worth. They double or triple their fees. All kinds of amazing things happen. And you can have a look at a couple of the testimonials on my Money Breakthrough site. There, you know, I'm happy to share some of my breakthroughs doing this work. And so what I would say to you is if you're feeling that, you know, yeah, this sounds really good, this sounds like something I really need right now, I would encourage you to sign up now, take advantage of the early bird discount. And if you're one of the first five to pay in full, you get the color money type cards free. You've got my strategy session. Again, if you're live on the call and you sign up before midnight tonight. And if you've got any questions, if you know, if you're kind of thinking, yeah, I'm interested, not sure, then please feel free to drop me an email, send me any questions that you have. And you know, I'd love it. If I love sharing with people. So if you've got any comments, any insights, any ahas from the call today, then I would love to hear them. I'd love to have you join us. And as I say, I'm happy to answer any questions that you've got. Remember, I'm giving you my personal Make You Happy guarantee, so there's no risk here. All of the risk is on me, so you can kind of relax and know that you're safe. I hope that you have enjoyed the call this evening. I've loved sharing with you, and I hope you've got amazing value. And I look forward to connecting with you again very soon. So until then, I'm going to say thank you so much for your attention, for your focus, for your commitment, for showing up and, you know, becoming more and more conscious of money, because as you do that, you put yourself in a place of empowerment and a place that you open to receive more. So I'm going to wish you much love, much blessings and abundance, and I hope to see you or be working with you very soon. Thank you. Bye-bye.
The moderator has left the conference.